KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, becoming sunny, upper 40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, mid-20s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll continue with sunny skies, warmer temperatures in the lower 50s. Tomorrow night, clear, around 26. As we get into Wednesday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies, warmer temps, upper 50s. Right now, it's 37.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Farmers National Company says what started with better than expected sales prices at land auction before the fall harvest extended and continued those higher prices in October and November. Randy Dickhead is Senior Vice President of those real estate operations and said they had auction sales in several states during the time when land sold near levels last seen in 2012. He said in specific instances, prices for good quality crop land in the heart of the Midwest up hundreds to thousands of dollars an acre more than anticipated. Ag land prices have been fairly stable in recent years, despite the up and down ag economy. The demand for land is the driver of the current land price surge. He said values for good crop land strong right now, more farmers stepping up to buy, as well as a growing number of individual investors. He said buying interest from farmers has increased as they anticipate a better income year in 2020 than they once thought. Demand for all types of land also saw an increase. As a result of COVID-19, a growing number of individuals have become interested in land as an investment, and the overall supply of good crop land for sale is on the low side, similar to that over the last few years. Well, Tyson Foods adding breakfast sandwiches with soy protein patties to its Jimmy Dean product line. The plant-based sandwiches, the latest offering from the largest meat company in the U.S. and cater to that fast-growing alternative protein segment. They're also the first in the alt-meat product under the Jimmy Dean sausage line. The company says it's selling an egg and cheese croissant sandwich with plant-based patty at Sam's locations in the U.S. A frittata sandwich with a soy patty, black beans, brown rice, quinoa, and egg whites will be coming out in the spring. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Fairbury Livestock Company says thank you, buyers and sellers, for keeping the auctions going for over 30 years. From everyone at Fairbury Livestock Company in Fairbury, cattle sales every Tuesday, family-owned business since 1990. Call the Cattle Barn at 402-729-3341.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, after Governor Laura Kelly had released her latest COVID-19 vaccine distribution plan for the state of Kansas, the vaccine is set to be administered in five different phases and said the transition from one phase to the other depends on how many vaccine doses we get from the federal government.
I know the question on everyone's mind right now is, when will I be able to receive the vaccine? That answer will depend upon when and how many doses we receive from the federal government.
That audio from KWCH News. The governor said she will be transitioning from one phase to the other based on the input of the Kansas Coronavirus Vaccine Advisory Council. In other news, this past Saturday was marked as the National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. The U.S. Attorney's Office encouraged everyone to wear blue in support of law enforcement. Send a card or letter of support to your local police department, county sheriff, or tribal or state agency to tell an officer thank you for their service and to share a story about a positive law enforcement experience on social media. Mid-America Network News.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
The Kansas City Star is removing references to its founder and first publisher from its pages and website because of his role in supporting segregationist policies in the city. The newspaper's move to de-emphasize William Rockhill Nelson that was announced on Sunday follows a detailed examination the newspaper published last month of its past coverage that shows how the Star often wrote about black residents only as criminals or people believing in crime-plagued neighborhoods and ignored segregation in Kansas City and its public schools. Editorial page editor Colleen McCain at Nelson said the newspaper decided to make the change after reporting on its history. And police in Topeka say a man has died in a shootout with officers following a highway chase early this morning. Topeka police say the incident began late Sunday night when a 911 caller in Shawnee County reported a domestic threat involving a Topeka man. Responding deputies later stopped a car with the suspect inside. Police say the deputies tried to negotiate with the man, later identified as 49-year-old Joseph Howell, but he displayed a gun and fired at least two shots, fleeing the vehicle. Mid-America Network News.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible you only take for a spin when the weather is nice, insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our multi-vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Authorities have arrested a man in the stabbing death of a four-month-old baby in Nebraska. Police in Fremont say 19-year-old Alexander Hernandez was taken into custody around 9:30 Friday night after officers were called to a home about an unconscious child. Hernandez is jailed on suspicion of first-degree murder and other allegations. Police say a witness in the home reported seeing Hernandez stab the child several times and then wrestled with him over the knife. The child was later pronounced deceased at a hospital. Nebraska's bid to attract the U.S. Space Command headquarters to Offutt Air Force Base includes $107 million of public and private money. Greater Omaha Chamber of Commerce President David Brown, who's one of the backers of the proposal, said last week that the local money is meant to help offset the roughly $1 billion cost of building the new headquarters. I'm Rick Everett with your Monday Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
A new year means new savings and a new Kia from Midwest Kia. Start 2021 off right in one of over 200 new Kias in stock at Midwest Kia. Right now, you can drive with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. Plus, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $10,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia Sorento, Seltos, K5, and more. A brand new lineup and even more savings to start your new year off right. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage, Cadenza, K900 through KMF with 1333, 1000 finance. Example, 2020 K900. Stock number KA573. Express 13121.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week unanimously approved the NextEra site plan for the Irish Creek Wind Farm, 2-0 with Tom Holly absent. Two turbines had been withdrawn from the original proposal. That action followed a question and answer session with several residents. Public Works Administrator discussed a roof leak in the county attorney's office and noted the fire sprinkler system had not been reconnected after a basement flooding issue some time back. The courthouse does not currently have generator capacity, an issue that will be addressed in the future. Newly elected commissioners are to be sworn in Monday with the annual county reorganization. Commissioners gave approval to salt and treat the sidewalk in front of the historic courthouse in Marysville, as parking along Broadway is used by a number of county employees and citizens. Washington County Commissioners conducted mostly routine business at their last meeting. Earlier in December, commissioners advised, in response to a question, that citizen contacts would be allowed with the citizen's name, otherwise the matter would not be discussed. The county clerk advised the county auditor was concerned with the amount of unspent budgeted monies being transferred into multi-use accounts year-end, including $500,000 toward a special bridge fund, $400,000 to special machinery, and $300,000 to road and bridge capital improvements. It was noted the $500,000 was dedicated to asphalt work to be completed in 2021 that could not be finished by Hall Brothers this past year. Other transfers include $90,000 from solid waste, $55,000 from the sheriff's budget, $40,000 from the jail, and $12,000 from the appraiser, plus smaller amounts from other departments. Doug Gineman was appointed Independence Township trustee. Routine business was the order of the day at last week's Nemahal County Commissioners meeting. Newly elected Gage County Supervisors Dennis Byers, Emily Haxby, and Don Schuler took the oath of office last Thursday. Byers was reelected while Haxby and Schuler are new to the board. Dennis Byers has served as a supervisor for some 20 years and also served 14 years as state senator. His district includes the city of Beatrice. Emily Haxby replaces Matt Bauman, who did not run, and represents northwestern Gage County, while Don Schuler defeated incumbent John Hill and represents southeast Gage County. KNDY will air the Marysville Junior Senior High School Holiday Concert, which was postponed to last Thursday. That program airing Monday evening shortly after 5:30 on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Mary Lou Smith, age 84, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday at 1:30 at the First Baptist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mary Lou Smith. Ned A. Lineweber, age 75, of Blue Rapids, passed away December 9th. Memorial service is planned Saturday, January 16th at 2 p.m. at the United Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Interment follows the Greenwood Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ned Lineweber.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Brian Crott with Farm Bureau. We're now at our new location downtown and invite you by. We've expanded to better serve Marshall County and welcome our Farm Bureau customers to stop in for a Super Check annual review. And of course, we always welcome new customers for a free quote on auto, home, life, or health insurance. We offer financial services to meet your investment needs. Call me, Brian Crott, Darcy Claycamp, Wade Maddox, or Joy Wilkinson, now at 12th and Broadway, just west of the courthouse. Farm Bureau Financial Services, Marshall County, protecting livelihoods and futures.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map for much of this week, not a whole lot going on across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. It looks like becoming mostly sunny for today. Dry weather, partly to mostly sunny skies for tomorrow, all the way through the end of the week. We'll see a nice warm up as well back into the 40s and 50s. And even into the weekend, we're looking at quiet weather, mild temperatures. So across the area, becoming mostly sunny, upper 40s with wind gusts at 20. Tonight, clear skies, mid-20s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, lower 50s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, temperatures in the upper 20s. As we head into Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, highs upper 50s. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, temperatures at 36. And Thursday, we'll continue with sunny skies. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Average high temperature mid-January, 40. Record high on this date, 67. The average low, 17. The record low, 17 below. Sunrise this morning, 7:46. Sunset this evening at 5:24.
The Check 21 Act, passed by Congress, makes checking accounts a whole lot simpler today. Every check you write will be copied onto your monthly statement in smaller form, so at a glance you can see your check traffic. Verifying your check transactions will be faster and more efficient for you and for the bank. You'll have more time to hit a few golf balls or enjoy some quality time with your kids or grandkids. Citizens State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Even in the middle of January, a healthy lawn needs a little bit of tending to. We will share some tips for preventing winter damage on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 11th, the 11th day of the year. Founding Father Alexander Hamilton was born on this day, and in 1964, Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire became the first country album to reach number one on the country chart. Whether a blanket of snow covers your lawn or it just lies brown and dormant, there are a few things you can do to make sure it stays in good shape until spring. Periodically pick up any debris. Branches, sleds, toys, or matted leaves will stunt your grass come springtime. Steer foot traffic away from it, too. Keep walkways cleared so no one is tempted to wear an alternate path. And keep in mind that salt can damage dormant grass. Avoid shoveling salted snow onto the lawn, and be careful when applying ice melt. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
The Edgewood Hotel and Suites says thank you to the guests that have stayed with them throughout the years for their business and strives daily to provide everything customers need while away from home. From the Edgewood Hotel and Suites in Fairbury, hot and cold buffet for breakfast, indoor pool, and fitness center.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available, and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
If you love high school sports and want a piece of the action, we'd like to hear from you. KNDY remains the sports leader in Northeast Kansas and is seeking a part-time play-by-play announcer for high school basketball and football games. If you have broadcast experience or training, or perhaps served as a public address announcer, and think you have the skills to get started immediately, contact us today. We can be flexible with the right individual, but need your commitment to travel game nights in season as scheduled. Maybe it's not you, but you know someone who may be qualified and interested. Please pass this along. Contact KNDY with your qualifications at KNDY@BlueValley.net.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Monday. Oklahoma State rode the momentum of an 8-0 run to end the first half with a near-flawless second-half shooting performance as the Cowboys earned a 70-54 win over a shorthanded K-State Saturday night. A game in front of a limited-capacity crowd of about 965 fans at Bramlage Coliseum. Oklahoma State connected on 56.3% from the field, including 75% in the second half, as the Cowboys ran their winning streak to 3 in a row over the K-State Wildcats. K-State is now 5-8 on the season, including 1-4 in Big 12 play. The Wildcats are 0-3 at home to start league play for the first time since 1996-97's season. K-State continues its homestand Wednesday night, Wildcats playing host to Iowa State.
A different story for the KU Jayhawks Saturday. They were victorious over the OU Sooners. KU 63, OU 59. Mid-America Network Sports.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
Ricky Council IV had a season-high 23 points as Wichita State topped Cincinnati 82-76 over the weekend. Zach Harvey led the Bearcats with 19 points. The Kansas City Chiefs AFC divisional round opponent is set. Kansas City will host the Cleveland Browns on Sunday at 2:05. The Browns are fresh off winning their first playoff game since 1994, beating the Steelers 48-37 yesterday. The Chiefs and Browns playing for a trip to the AFC Championship game. The other divisional round games include the Rams at the Packers, the Ravens at the Bills, and the Buccaneers at the Saints. And the PGA of America hitting President Donald Trump where it hurts. The PGA of America has voted to move the 2022 PGA Championship away from Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey. Hoops action on tap for tomorrow. KU and the Oklahoma State Cowboys tip it off at 7 p.m. Mid-America Network Sports.
8-man All-Star Game selections announced, including a number of Twin Valley League athletes, including Axtell's Mitchell Bussing and George Foley, Frankfurt's Gavin Corneliuson and Aiden Gerstner, Hanover's Jacob Ginneman, Colin Ginneman, and Jacob Klipp, Washington County's Drew Berman, as well as Jarek Wyke and Aiden Rudolph of Clifton Clyde and Keel McQueen of Wetmore. Also from the Twin Valley League, Eric Detweiler will serve as head coach of the East Division II squad for the 8-man All-Star Games in Beloit.
Can you imagine living in an environment without fresh produce and flowers? Nassau realizes that plants are important for both their aesthetic and practical reasons. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Plants are just as important to mental and physical well-being in space as they are on Earth. So Nassau and astronauts on the space station are conducting a variety of plant-related experiments. They need to overcome the challenge of growing plants in a closed environment that lacks sunlight and Earth's gravity. Astronauts have successfully grown three types of lettuce, Chinese cabbage, mustard, red Russian kale, and zinnia flowers in a vegetable production system they call Veggie. Each plant is grown in a pillow of growing media and fertilizer. LEDs provide needed light and help orient the plant growth in the absence of gravity. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It's a big deal to meet the President of the United States. Some people will do just about anything to travel to a place where they might get to shake the president's hand. That's what Bob did. He even hitchhiked to get there. But what happened next was quite unexpected. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Bob Slater was a college student interested in meeting the President of the United States.
In October of 1952, I was a student at St. Benedict's College in Atchison. Harry Truman is going to be in St. Joe campaigning for Adlai Stevenson for president.
Bob's family had a connection to Truman. His father had supported the fellow Missourians' campaigns as far back as 1934.
In fact, they were so close that they exchanged correspondence all through the years. Dad had something like 300 letters from Mr. Truman.
Bob and a couple of friends from college did not have a car, so they hitchhiked the 30 or so miles from Atchison, Kansas to St. Joe to see Truman's speech. To their delight, the president had invited Bob's father to meet him in his private train car following the event.
How different things were in those days. Dad took us with him and told the security guy, he's with me, and he had credentials. We had nothing. You know, we're three college kids.
Bob, his dad, and two college friends had a great conversation with the president. At one point, Truman asked Bob about his travel arrangements.
He said, how'd you fellas get up here? He said, well, we hitchhiked. Of course, in those days, that was a common thing. And he said, well, here, I want to help you get back to Atchison.
The president turned to one of the local police officers working security for the event.
Sergeant, he says, take these fellas down to the Atchison Highway. First big car comes by, it has some space in it. I stop and tell them that the president would like them to take them back to St. Benedict's College.
Bob says the sergeant was just as surprised as the three college students. But nonetheless, he took the young men to the main highway and did as the president instructed.
Flagged down this car. And I'm sure the driver was very relieved he wasn't getting a traffic ticket. I wonder what in the world's going on here. The policeman says the president would like to have you take these fellows down to St. Benedict's College.
It was a very unique memory Bob will never forget, with a U.S. president helping him hitchhike back to school. Traveling the countryside in St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Industrial hemp may be another feed alternative for cattle. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A study shows it's nutritious for them, but there is that issue with cannabinoids as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation. But blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
There are many uses for industrial hemp, and cattle feed may soon be one of them. Don't worry, it won't make your cows high. Researchers at Kansas State University are studying the nutritional benefits of hemp and the potential for cannabinoid drug residues to accumulate in meat and milk. Mike Kleinhens is an assistant professor at Kansas State's College of Veterinary Medicine and co-researcher on the study. He says all parts of the hemp plant could be nutritious for cattle.
Depending on the plant part, they had varying levels of crude protein. So crude protein and, say, like the flower or the leaves, or even the leftover from the seed harvesting, so that chaff in the upper 20s to 20% range. So it'd be comparable like alfalfa, so quite a bit of crude protein. Digestibility on most of these were fairly good, especially when you got away from the stemmy type pieces.
The biggest downside to hemp as livestock feed is the plant's cannabinoid content. And if you feed hemp to an animal, do cannabinoids get into its system? They fed some to Holstein steers to find out.
Basically wanted to see if it actually entered the animal. How long does it stay in the animal? And what we found was is when you feed industrial hemp, yes, cannabinoids are absorbed in the animal quite rapidly, but they go away pretty quickly as well. So half-life on that is like 14 hours. So the maximum concentration to be cut in half was 14 hours, essentially.
The FDA considers cannabinoid content in food items not safe for human consumption. So the million-dollar question is, at what point is the meat or milk free of residues and safe to enter the food chain? Kleinhens says the research continues for that answer. Learn more about hemp for cattle at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
January is Glaucoma Awareness Month, and Lifetime Vision Center takes this time to remind you not to gamble where eyesight is concerned. Remember to always get regular checkups. From Dr. Wright, Dr. Crotty, and Dr. Wellsand at Lifetime Vision Center in Auburn and Nebraska City. Excellence in eye care.
Sorrow for God loves pure. pregnant with my youngest child, I craved sour candy all the time. My poor husband couldn't understand why I just had to have junk food at 10 p.m. every night.
Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
Cravings are crazy powerful things, and everyone has them from time to time. And when you start to crave something, it can be hard to know if it's a want or a need. Cravings become a problem when you fall into the trap of giving in to your unhealthy ones, whether it be food or excessive bargain shopping online. One thing that helps me is to ask a few simple questions, like, if I don't buy this, what's the worst thing that can happen? Or, 6 months from now, will I really miss not having it? But here's my favorite, what is God asking me to do? So when you notice cravings start to emerge, just ask yourself a few questions. You'll be amazed at your answers. And denying the healthy ones will lead to a more confident, content, and generous life.
The beef checkoff program remains a lightning rod for criticism and a chore to defend against that criticism. More today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
The CEO of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, Greg Haynes, recently put out a public statement about the checkoff program that's administered by the board.
When the checkoff started, there was immense producer support for it, and that continues today. The beef checkoff is unique in that it's a state and national partnership working together. And the checkoff was a dollar a head when it started. It's still just a dollar a head today. And over these 35 years, the programs that we're implementing now are much different than the programs that we had when it began.
The checkoff is funded by collections of $1 per head of all cattle sold in the U.S. and a dollar per head equivalent on imported cattle. Over the years, various individuals and organizations within the beef industry have tried to get rid of the checkoff, even bringing lawsuits. So far, those challenges have not succeeded. Haynes defends the value of the checkoff while welcoming feedback and input.
Together, we can keep the checkoff working to build demand and make beef the number one protein of choice among domestic consumers as around the world. It's a benefit to all producers.
Learn more at drivingdemandforbeef.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
A good livestock shed will provide your livestock with a safe place from storms, snow, and high winds. Hometown Lumber and Hardware has portable livestock shelters that give your animals the space they need with plenty of headroom for horses. They come in a choice of colors and are built in Marysville to your specifications with delivery available. Provide your herd and horses with a beneficial shelter. A quality-built portable livestock shed from Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Along with the new 2021 Chevy Silverado pickups, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of 2021 Chevy Equinox. Pick yours today. They also have a new 2020 Buick Encore Preferred and a 2020 Buick Enclave Premium Edition at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, it may now be up to the Biden administration to act on numerous outstanding biofuel decisions the Trump Environmental Protection Agency hasn't taken or refused to take. Biofuel and farm groups are again asking a federal court to enforce its 2017 order to the Trump EPA to make up a half billion gallons in biofuel demand illegally waived a year earlier. But Renewable Fuels Association Chief Jeff Cooper says the long-running battle in the United States District Court of Appeals may still not be settled when the Biden administration takes over January 20th.
We've seen cases in the past where the new administration, you know, has sort of settled out of court or arrived at a consent decree, and that has, you know, sort of averted the need for any further legal action.
Cooper and his coalition argue in a new court motion that the EPA can't hide behind claims of an administrative burden and inconvenience to the oil industry, but that it's the renewable fuel standard and rural communities that are at stake. Also unmet is a November 30th deadline for setting 2021 RFS volume obligations.
It looks more and more unlikely that this administration is going to get that rule done. So we are hopeful that that a Biden administration would get a 2021 rule out pretty quickly, and that it would be consistent with the obligations, the blending obligations that appear in the statute.
Cooper says President-elect Biden has made commitments to get the RFS back on the straight and narrow and end the EPA waivers that eroded more than 4 billion gallons of ethanol demand even before the pandemic.
It could be May or June before we have a 2021 volume obligation rule. And, you know, by that time, you're halfway through the calendar year, and it's just not good for anybody involved in the program,
including refiners, producers, or anyone else in the supply chain. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you, so you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. Rustiak Ford.
Go full speed ahead. Blue Valley Technologies wishes you a happy new year. If your family received new internet-connected devices as holiday gifts, such as tablets, laptops, and smartphones, you may need a new internet plan as well. Upgrading to faster internet will enable you to use many devices simultaneously without experiencing slowdowns or buffering. Call 877-876-1228 to start the new year with new internet. Service availability and speed depend on location.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The farm economy outlook is improving thanks to trade, COVID-19 relief, and a market rally. Michael Clements shares some specifics on the improving conditions from the American Farm Bureau Federation.
The new year is bringing some optimism for the farm economy, thanks to multiple factors. Farm Bureau Chief Economist John Newton says one of those factors is trade with China, which could reach near record levels.
Recently released data from the U.S. Census Bureau showed that preliminary exports to China during November, nearly $5 billion. So when you add that to the existing total, we've now sold about $22.5 billion to China. So that's significant progress and a step in the right direction. We're unlikely to hit the phase one targets, but we could be close to record exports to China this year.
Meanwhile, the latest COVID-19 relief package includes roughly $13 billion in additional support for farmers and ranchers.
It puts a $20 per acre payment for crops that were included in the CFAP 2 program. It includes support for contract livestock and poultry producers, includes a supplemental payment for cattle producers, and then also includes no less than $1.5 billion for food distribution programs. So it allows USDA to continue the Farmers to Families Food Box program.
Add to that the ongoing market rally, and Newton says the farm economy outlook is improving.
We've seen the market get pretty tight in terms of supply over the last few months, especially with South American weather concerns. We've seen soybean and corn prices rally pretty significantly. And I think moving into 2021 with prices where they are, we're certain to see an expansion in soybean acres, maybe corn buys some acres this spring. So the outlook on the farm economy has certainly improved since late July and August.
Michael Clements, Washington.
You can find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant. We're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Industrial hemp could be another feed alternative for cattle. It's nutritious for them, but there is that issue with cannabinoids. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Uses for industrial hemp and cattle feed may soon be one of them. Don't worry, it won't make your cows high. Researchers at Kansas State University are studying the nutritional benefits of hemp and the potential for cannabinoid drug residues to accumulate in meat and milk. Mike Kleinhans is an assistant professor at Kansas State's College of Veterinary Medicine and co-researcher on the study. He says all parts of the hemp plant could be nutritious for cattle.
Depending on the plant part, they had varying levels of crude protein. So the crude protein and say like the flower or the leaves or even the leftover from the seed harvesting. So that chaff in the upper 20s to 20% range. So it'd be comparable like alfalfa. So quite a bit of crude protein. Digestibility on most of these were fairly good, especially when you got away from the stemmy type pieces.
The biggest downside to hemp as livestock feed is the plant's cannabinoid content. And if you feed hemp to an animal, do cannabinoids get into its system? Well, they fed some to Holstein steers to find out.
Basically wanted to see if it actually entered the animal. How long does it stay in the animal? And what we found was is when you feed industrial hemp, yes, cannabinoids are absorbed in the animal quite rapidly, but they go away pretty quickly as well. So half-life on that is like 14 hours. So the maximum concentration to be cut in half was 14 hours, essentially.
The million-dollar question is, when is the meat or milk free of residues and safe to enter the food chain? Kleinhans says the research continues. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about hemp for cattle at agriculture.com.
Cattle producers, you know that once a calf is on the ground, your work doesn't stop there. Cold stress can affect how well colostrum is absorbed, so dry off and warm them up with a calf warmer from Valley Vet Supply. And it's always a good idea to have a package of Calf's Choice Colostrum on hand in case you need it. Visit Valley Vet Supply just off the Pony Express Highway in Marysville, Kansas. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday, 12:30 to 5. Order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Well, we've tried to rally things a couple of times over the last 90 minutes or so, but to no avail. March corn down 4 3/4 at 491.5. May corn down 4 1/4 at 493 1/4. March Kansas City wheat steady at 594 3/4. May KC wheat down 1/4 at 599. Trying to push things the other direction, but haven't been able to turn it around. January soybeans down 1/4 at 1375.5. March beans down 3 1/4 at 1371.5. The products are mixed. January soybean meal is up 550 at 450.30. March is up $5 at 440.60. Bean oil still tracking lower. January down 75 points at 43.01. March down 81 at 42.78. So the soybean meal seems to be the only bright spot we've got when it comes to our grains and soybeans. Things in the livestock complex are not looking that well either, unfortunately. Tried to rally there a little bit, but haven't been able to keep that holding on. February live cattle down 117 at 113.30. April down 102 at 118.27. Feeder cattle trying to bounce, but January feeders up 12 at 135.95. Then March feeders down 15 at 136.67. So not having a whole lot of success with a major turnaround there. February hogs down 22 at 68.47. April hogs down 17 at 72.65. So not a lot of positives across the livestock complex. Cotton seems to be a bright spot here on Monday. March cotton is 6 points higher at 79.83. May cotton is up 4 at 80.59. So slightly better news there. Crude oil is steady. Feb crude steady at 52.24. March is down a penny at 52.26. And gold is sharply higher. February gold is up $14.60 at $1,850 an ounce. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorentos, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and bred heifer sale Wednesday, January 13th, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. Cow-calf pairs include 94 choice black and black-white face and a few red Angus cows. These cows will be 3 to 6 years old. They'll be from several consigners with September and October calves by side. The cows will be running back with Angus bulls. There will be 22 Angus cross. First calf heifers, they'll have late November and early December calves by side. Bred heifers include 140 Angus first calf heifers. They'll be AI bred to Angus bulls for February, March calving. There'll be 45 Montana origin, three-quarter Angus, quarter Simmental bred AI bred heifers. They'll be bred for February, March calves. There'll be 35 fancy black, white face bred heifers. Some will be AI bred to Keneally Angus bulls for February calving. All of these heifers are quality heifers, and most have had their Skyguard shots. Bred cows include 100 black, white face cows. They'll be 3 to 6 years old. They'll be bred to Angus bulls for late January through March calves. We'll have 50 black and black-white faced cows, 4 years older, bred to red Angus bulls for April-May calves. 25 black cows, 3 to 5 years old, they'll be heavy springers, plus many other bred cows and pairs. Also offered will be one black Gelvie bull, 22 months old, and one Hereford bull, 18 months of age. To consign cows, or for more information on a special cow sale held Wednesday, January 13th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone could tell you think you know me well, but you don't know me. Don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. To you, I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been. But you don't know me. Walk away by someone else's side.
Country station for the past 7 decades. KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.